meat's extra fat, and never. They leave on just enough to make it cook to perfection, not an ounce more. You get full value for every penny you spend and the best eating ever. Be fussy. Shop finest supermarkets. This is WOR 710 Radio New York, your station for news as it happens.
Out there in the great Stygian darkness, has at long last got its chance to shine briefly in the electronic sun. And, and last year, as you know, we did the vast marching horde of mankind show. Which, you know what's the matter, Leo? Everything cool in there now? The vast marching horde of mankind show, in which we've spotted over the time that we've been around that the one great urge everybody has in this day and age is to have his name mentioned somewhere. If you notice when the camera swings out there over the Steve Allen audience, what do? That's right. Vast waving of arms. And practically hardly a day goes by but we don't get 7,922 letters that say at the bottom, please mention my name on Friday. We don't mention names. We're not in the name. We don't, you know. It's just not our scene. And so tonight, are you ready? We have a gigantic stack of mail. And these people are out there in the darkness. I will make no editorial comment about them. They're just there. And if you can imagine them marching past in this great, great ragtag mob bearing banners that read Excelsior. Would you please bring me some Mankind is Marching Past music, Herb? One guy's already flubbed the dub. The first card I pick up, he says, please mention my name Friday. And I clearly said Thursday. Yeah, there are people who miss every brass ring that comes their way. And here they come, that vast herd. That's it. Make it big, herd. And now we open up with a letter that says, let's make it two in a row. Last year, you broke all the rules of society when you read my name first on the vast parade of marching mankind. My name is never read first on any list. And let us make it 2 years in a row, breaking all records. And so there he comes, heading all the rest. Victor Zanano, spelled with a Z. Bob Bogert, Hawthorne, New Jersey. Pete Quinn, Steve Petch, Richard Orlop, Ken Cunneen, Steve Russell Small of Hempstead, Walter Schretzman, yes, Walter himself, Mitchell Tyson, leaps high out of the crowd, Nancy Ligori, David Bloom, and John Ligori. That's it. And now a little of that razzmatazz Tiger Rag. Do you get, yeah, she hasn't got it? Well, then get me any Dixieland. Be working okay. Big Harv and Andy. Mention him. He says, don't mention my name. It's too late. It's in the middle of the crowd. And here we have Robert Bloom. And here is Charlie Bird, Barbara Goldsmith, Roxanne Bagels, Ward Jesse Struthers, Albert E. Smith, three. He says, you're right, I am pretentious, among other things. Thomas Wagner, Walter Cunning, Bill Mikeheit, Nancy Stock, cha-cha-chi. Matt Salzberg of Whitmere, Long Island. I want proof of my existence. Give recognition to... And then she doesn't sign her name. I presume it's a girl, because all the letters are with little circles over the eyes, you know? Hans Minich. Fred Zankowski. Gregory Stover. Bob Gorella. Marguerite Brennan, Peter and Violet Agostino, and the cat. Dave Burler, Harry Findlay, Harry Findlay Littlejohn, Jr. There's a name to conjure with. Barry Aquilino, Frodo Baggins, of course. You know, there's always somebody has to write in something like Ebenezer Scrooge. I just threw that in to make him think he fooled me. See, I didn't know who Frodo Baggins was. Annabelle Stanton. Helen Connolly. Warren Kant, Jr. of New Providence, New Jersey. He says, I attend under duress Union College. And Harold Baird of Trumbull, Connecticut. Howard Gindorf. He says, please say my name, please. I live in Lakewood, New Jersey. And there's a note of hysteria about this little letter there. Lois White and Linda Bohm, or is it Bame? And they live in, it looks like, Parlin, New Jersey. And here's a guy in Brooklyn, Jeffrey Posnansky. Bring it up there big. Watch me there. Mary Teichman. And Carl Clyde, WB2EYC. Dan Richter, president of the local promotion of Gene Shepherd Club. Oh, it's ridiculous. He's trying to get... Jim Richter, former Detroit Tiger, future Detroit Tiger. And Andrea Shea, Harvey Garrett, Deborah Garrett. Garrett, I guess they pronounce it. Mr. Joseph Slomka. Larry Rubin. He says, you're a fathead. Yeah, you should talk. Kenny Kosman. Antinia Kosman. John R. Layer. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not the only slob in the crowd, friend. Richard F. Cousins wants to be included in the great crowd. Here's Tony Brucia and Tom Pryor. Oh, what a great mob marching by. Mrs. J. McKeon. Justine Kurazinko. Justine Kurazinko. And here's from Lehigh Valley. Just as mentioned, Lehigh Valley. Chauvinism is the worst sin of all. Tom H. Colligan. Oliver Conant. This is my name. This kid likes to imagine he's a communist. I bet he understands all the Marxist theories of economics. Here is Carl Niederer. Let's see. Tom Malonis from Riverdale, New Jersey. He says, I'm even embarrassed to hear my name sometimes read out loud. Robert Levi. He says, I dare you to mention my name. There you go, you think. It's mentioned. South Waterford, Maine. Holy smoke, South Waterford, Maine. Francis Mary LaChaussee and Robert H. LaChaussee of South Waterford, Maine. That's a roaring town. I've been in South Waterford. Jerry Kimisi. Jack Eschenbach of Riverdale Senior High School. Oh, poor Jack. It's not easy. And there goes Ben Freed on the banjo. And the Brian D. McGuire. You just sneak that in any time. That's Jenkintown, PA. Harold Rosen. She's in the fantastic crowd marching by. Look at them. The light is shining on their heads out there. Look at the banners waving, flags. Look at the balloons flying out there. Here's Private J. McCormack. It's amazing what fantastically bad handwriting many people have. Jimmy Oakham. It is, really. And I am no exception. Jay Tracy. And look at this. Greetings from the Garden State. And there's a beautiful selection of pictures of various overpasses on the New Jersey Turnpike, all of which, of course, are works of art. And this guy's name is Farkas, it looks like. Yeah, Fazakis. Arpad Fazakis. Sounds like a Greek name. Gary Weaver. Ricky Van Buren. Dave Van Buren of Pelham. Stella Nowalewski. Helen, she says, have fun. She says, remember, I've had this name to battle with for 19 years. Helen Wajnus. Wajnus. A lot of Z's and J's and all kinds of little whistles in there. Mrs. Eleanor Waterhouse Larson. And she underlines Waterhouse. There must be a lot of troubles in that house. Ridgewood, New Jersey. People say a lot more about themselves. Edward Paul Francis Audiani. And he includes a stamp. He says, included as a bribe. Anytime I'd sell out for a 6-cent stamp, kid. Chicky and Eric Lyseroff. He says, no commercials. That reminds me, we got commercials. Hit the beer commercials. Yeah, friends. If you're in that vast crowd of mankind marching forth who knows what, and you get a little thirsty and your tongue hangs out, and you'd like to have a great big schooner of real rich, ripe, unbelievably fantastic brew, well, we would like to recommend, of course, there's only one brew that fits all of those majestic, fantastic adjectives. And what is it? Yeah, everybody in the crowd that is living right. Miller High Life. Miller High Life. Yeah, the beer that keeps mankind marching on that yellow brick road. Miller High Life. There, the champagne of bottle beer. You can get it in cans or bottles. And if you want to move up to the trough right, do it with Miller. My father, it's a concert of turn. He loves to do the kind of the Jeff Benko. This is WOR, New York.
Any kind of battery you can use, you can choose in the powerhouse. The ever-ready powerhouse, where the power comes from.
When man first steps on the moon, he'll carry a special breed of batteries, alkaline batteries, a long-life power source designed for space-age use, like today's Ever-Ready Golden Energizer. They far outlast ordinary batteries in heavy duty. In radios, Ever-Ready Golden Energizers last up to 3 times longer. In cameras and flashlights, they last up to 7 times longer. And in toys, Ever-Ready Golden Energizers actually last up to 10 times longer. So for batteries that last longer, come to the people who've been making them longer. Get Golden Alkaline Energizers from the Ever-Ready Powerhouse, where the power comes from. Home of 1,000 different types of batteries. Ever-Ready. Would you want a battery that's not?
Oh, boy, I certainly wouldn't want a battery that isn't ready, man. And the golden ones are made by Union Carbide. You have another one in there? Hit them.
They'll teach you fair to fish. They'll fill your fondest wish, to say the least. Make any meal a feast. So try the can of joy that makes your tongue a star. The perfect dish. They'll teach you fair to fish.
Time goes by and people change. How can it be denied? We forget so many good old ways. But Prokeech still offers us with tender, loving pride the filter fish that tastes like good old days. Prokeech, Prokeech,
Prokeech. Those good old days of Prokeech started 99 years ago. And today, Prokeech makes 66 OU-endorsed products, including fish, borscht, soups, cleaning aids, a host of delightful Passover items. For a happy Passover, buy Prokeech.
So try the can of joy that makes your tongue a star. The perfect dish, Prokeech, you got some fish.
Bum, bum. That's pretty good. That's a very, very... No, I might point out to you that these, that we're reading these as they came in. I mean, you know. So if your name is not read, it came in too late. We just have enough. You know, that's the ultimate anonymity, to be lost in an anonymous crowd, or even among the anonymous, you're anonymous. And speaking of anonymity, friends, we have a couple of other commercials. We did Miller, Prokeech, and how about Great Shanghai, huh? Yes, sir. Great Shanghai. And if you're looking for a fantastic Chinese restaurant this Sunday, you know, you're walking out, it's springtime, you're going to come into New York, and you'd like to really do something great, well, I would like to recommend the great brunch they have at the Great Shanghai from 11 o'clock until 3 every Saturday, or rather Sunday, excuse me, every Sunday from 11 till 3. They have a brunch, and you come in there, and it's like, you know, served up kind of like a cafeteria style, and you can eat as much as you want for $2.50. You can make a real unbelievable Chinese piggy or something. You just walk around, and you'll sweat sweet and sour. It's just fantastic. And this is the Great Shanghai, and they're at 103rd and Broadway. And any children 4 feet tall are half price. 4 feet tall, and I guess shorter. That's half price, $2.50. And it's from 11 until 3. And the food is great. The Great Shanghai at 103rd and Broadway. The IRT comes right up next to the dishwashing machine. You can't miss it. Now, let's see. We've done that. Great Shanghai. Prokeech. We have one more, don't we? Air Jamaica. Yeah. How about it?
My name is Felicia Andrews. My home is in Waiterbeth in the parish of Trelawney.
I'm Alice Merble from Harry Watch.
Hello. I'm Ruth Delissa. I live just outside Giddy Hall.
Air Jamaica stewardesses are the most beautiful girls in all of Jamaica. And when they fly, they're so graceful and so pretty. We call them our rare tropical birds.
My name is John Weaver. I'm from Montreal. Beirut, London, Paris, Johannesburg. That's the way it is when you've flown as long as I have.
Air Jamaica captains are an elite corps. Every pilot wants to fly a route like the Jamaica Run. So we get the pick of the crop. And we give them big, new, powerful jets to fly. Air Jamaica. It's a little bit of Jamaica in a whole lot of planes.
Service subject to government approval.
Air Jamaica. Yeah. All right, come on. Let's hear a little cheap guitar music to accompany mankind. Yeah. Don't forget Miller of East 18th Street in Brooklyn, New York. And he says, enigmatically, don't try to account for anything. John D. Angelus of Elmont, New York. Sammy Forshide of Clinton Road, Brooklyn. Alan F. Leister of Asbury Park. He's out there. Noel Girardi of Elmont. This is Elmont, New York night. The Eternal Beat, John P. Tarisi. L. Singer. And I might point out that anybody who wrote 722 names on a card only gets one read. so you probably booted it yourself. Your worst enemy gets red and you don't. Randy Veit. Robert Anker. And, what's this? How did this bill get in here? Here's one from Ricky Noman. They're out there. Andrew Skiba. And he gives you five different ways to pronounce it. One of them is obscene. And here is Hank Bimbo Bischoff. Mike Kern. Poor Mike. It says, we are the poor, sad listeners of Clifton, New Jersey. Thomas Rose, Alan Rose, Robert and Carol Rose. Clifton, what a sad town. Richard Weltman, Mark Mormon, Armando Samuel of It Looks Like Manhattan. Fred Zankowski. He says, I, too, have a name beginning with Z, so you won't read my name. He just throws it in. You can tell people whose names at the end of the alphabet, their letters and cards all sort of run downhill. Depressed. Joe Bennett. His name starts with B, so he writes it real big. Lori Bennett. Jimmy Stock of Flushing. And half of these I can't even read. I'm sorry. You know, people, no wonder they're anonymous. Their letters are totally impossible to read, little squiggles and stuff. Here's Raymond E. Harley. Raymond E. Harley. He says, I'm a nice Catholic kid. You should be able to at least read my name once. Here's Robert. What's his religion got to do with it? Here's Robert Lanio of Bloomfield, New Jersey. And here's one just said, my name is Kathy Beardsley. John Byland, Esquire. He said, I heard you on Log John Show and had a rotten time getting up in the morning after that. So did I. Here's one, Julia Falky, age 10. Falk, age 10. And here's her brother, Charles Falk, age 10. Please mention my pet lion, Apricot. Stephen Rosenthal and Stanley Felstein of Virginia. I don't believe it. Here's a guy, signs simply, oh, it can't be. Elmer Judsworth III. He says, I'm not kidding. Elmer Judsworth III. He says, give me a break and mention it. What a name I got. Tom Jurz. And let's see. Here's another repeat. Another repeat. See, we just throw the repeats out. We can tell them right away. Here's Phil Hoffman of Manhattan, age 16. Here's Rick Civil and Mr. Clark. Whoever Mr. Clark is, these are all repeaties. Here's Pat Curran, who says Fat Al is alive. Well, that's a question that's been debated many times in Brooklyn, and there's a lot of thoughts on the other side, kid. Michael Pearson of Mount Vernon says, when's your new book coming out? Well, it's coming out next year. Guy Russo of Mount Vernon. He has P.S. I fly, too. Yeah, I can tell by the way you write, but you ain't flying the way I fly, friend. I fly an airplane. Here's one, Stuart Felshew. Rosemary Cavanaugh. Dave Zimmerman. Oh, poor Dave. Larry Rockman. And here's poor old John Baxter. Poor old Steve Delmar. Mike Hutanis. Richard Civil and Steve Sims. Gwen Civil. Richard Barnett. Stephen Cover. Brian Gilbert. He says, don't laugh. It's all I got. Poor Brian. At the Richie Swiderski. Chris Bookman. Cindy Bach. Debbie Wells, Gary McEntee, Billy Wells, Lois Malachowski, and Ron McKenzie are out there. Michael Sternick, I'm 11 years old. I wrote Flick Lives in our school, and I got kicked out for a week. Eugene Costello, they're all in there fighting. Barbara Joan Sennon, isn't exciting your name being mentioned on the air? You're official now. It came out of the loudspeaker, just like, you know, real stuff, like news and all that. Charles Buchholz. That's a terrible thing to say about that. Dumpelstiltskin. You remember Dumpelstiltskin from the fairy stories? Tom Adams. Drew Brady. Not to mention, Joe Zaraf and Eddie Titus. These are all repeats. And Lisa Kingsley says hi. Okay, it's all right, Lisa. It's okay. Eddie Ventrice Wells of Wilmington, Delaware. And here is Ted Liss. That name's familiar. Ted Liss. Maybe that's just the name of most losers I've known. Jeff Benko. That's a good name. David Huber. And here's Anthony J. Caridi.
Phyllis Dolby Yost.
My name is Joe McBride. I live in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
We salute you.
David Gonzalez.
And Jerry Burnett. And that guy's in Danella. No wonder he writes big. Linda Miller. Please mention my name. You didn't mention it the last time, and I wrote 422 cards. Maybe that's why we didn't mention it, baby. And Warren Petko of Madison, New Jersey. We were just out in Madison, New Jersey. It was wild. Chuck S. and Cindy G. love you and love each other. Aww. In spite of living in Jamaica, New York. And here is Norman H. Dreschel. And he's a ham, I think. W-A-3-K-E-Y. And here is John Lash LaRue. He signs like John Hancock, a big thing. What a beautiful stamp. Chuck Stokes and his uncle Alphonse say hi. And they send me an Ecuadorian stamp that's got a picture of George Washington. It's about 4 feet square on it. Brunhilde Glittenkamp. And she says, honest, Chip, that's really my name. Brunhilde Glittenkamp. Listen, don't laugh. Here's what somebody says. This is for my cat. No other comment. Mark Adams, greetings from beautiful New Jersey. Jeff Johnson from Floral Park. And it ain't easy, he says. George Riken, Andrew Davis, George Hughes, Richie Smith. And here is Peter Latham and Bob Vickery of Darien, Connecticut. And there's another one for this guy. This guy sends that one every day. Here's Robert Russell from Madison, New Jersey. He says, would you believe it? Madison has no Dairy Queen. We demand a Dairy Queen. Paul Buckley, Sue Dickman from Darien, Connecticut. We've got our recorder set up. Don't let us down. Oh, there it broke again. Now get it strung up again. Get the recorder. Get the tape in there. We repeat. Paul Buckley and Sue Dickman are out there in Darien, Connecticut. For all it's going to do them. Here's Jeff Hess and Jean Girelli, Rose Emerson. And she writes it seven different ways, so I don't make a mistake. And here's Ed Hulsey. He says, when's T.S. Mack coming out? Let's see. Toulouse Tarnucci. And here is Dave Martucci. Dave Martucci. He says, do I have fun with my name? Here's Rusty and Eddie from Lordsburg, New Mexico. And Don Huber. And Bill Totten and Gail Egerding, Albert P. Carboni. Albert P. Carboni. Sounds like he's going to be in there. Let's see, here's a... No, I will not mention one of your teachers, kid, unless he writes in himself. You're not going to get mentioned. Here's a Kathy Bradley. And not to mention Ed Johnson. And here's Jane Houston. She says she will be listening. I will be listening. She's one of those precise type girls. She writes, Jane Houston will be listening Thursday for your announcement that she is listening. Talk about nuttiness. And Richard P., that's all. Joseph Shelton, Richard Passarakis, Ringo Shelton, and Bob Murphy. They're out there fighting the good fight. Simon Templer. Oh, come on. Don't give me that, kid. I'll hit you in the mouth. I can just...
He waited in a while. I bet he thinks Simon Temple listens for a while. I bet he thinks Walter Cronkite listens for a while.
Well, we get all this. David Petruzzelli of Clifton, New Jersey. And Chuck Gaba is there. And John K. MacDonald is out there. Not to mention Edwin Cowan of Milburn, New Jersey. And let's see. Here's Richard Jaszowski. Chajowski of Staten Island. He says, yes, I'm Polish. He says, and I know more Polish jokes than anybody you know. And here's, Ann Stavish of South Plainfield. Bob Steigert is listening. I'll bring that romantic note. Addie N. Pierce, better known as Ma Pierce, is listening. That's a funny one, so we won't read that. Ethel M. Flockhart of Tom's River. Oh, did I have a time in Tom's River one night? Amy Rader is listening. And Amelia Louise Rader is also listening out there. And my name is Ken Rosen. And my kid brother's name is Jimmy Rosen. And if he's allowed to stay up late that night, his name will be heard on the radio, right, Shepard? And here's Kenyon Gardner, who's out there. Peter Steinhaus. Peter Steinhaus. Savory Moore is listening. Savory. Savory Moore. That's his, Savory Moore of North Tarrytown, New York. Mary Lee Moore is out there, too. Danny Kaleda. Mike Todd of Long Branch is out there. And Michael Stefanik. Stefanik. He says, roll that one over your tongue, Dad. It bounces real good on the tongue, he says. Michael Stefanik. Doug Kaleda of Westbury, Long Island. And here is Betts Bauman. Just Betts Bauman. Groovy name. And Gary Shorer is out there. Not to mention poor old Alan Strickoff, who is W-A-2-E-Y-Q. He is there. I got a lot of QSL cards, by the way. And here is Bruce Brenner, the second. And he says, you better pronounce Bruce Brenner loud and clear. The second is important. My old man is a think. We're going to think. I'm sorry. I just ad-libbed that. He's not a think. He's more of a jerk. Now, let's see. What do we got here? Charlie from Forest Hills. John Tarpey is out there. And here's W-A-2-B-O-U. He's hanging in there, too, as best he can. And here's Jack Mills, alias Wendell G. And he's already at the age of 9. He's under an alias. He's at Covent Station, New Jersey. And let's see, here's somebody from Caldwell. N.E. Dale, or Norman Dale, better known as. Paul Gregory, he's out there. John Scrabilia. Scrabilia, oh, that's a great name. Here's Mark Van Horn, Cheltenham, PA. That's outside of Philly. I know that place. And this one is John, oh boy, Gary Zuski. Barry Zuski, Pavel Andruskowski, Vincent Slatarski, they're all there. And if I don't pronounce them right, that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be all through your life, kid. You might as well get used to it. Here's Arthur M. Hinkerty, Ira Chayot, J.D. Mudrock III. He says, I'll go far. All right, good luck, kid. Jeff Buck, Mark Winter. And here's Bob Alderchi. He says, I want to make your name dropping show. Drop my name if you can. Here's Mike Walchick of Jamaica. And don't forget, Gavin Gill. And Gloria Lulumia. And Bill Barkley. Stephen Miller. Oh, poor Steve. He's Jamaica. He sent in about 25 cards. He wants to get mentioned, that guy. He's really worried. The more cards they send in, the less chance you got to get mentioned. Here's John Jurak. He says, you klutz. All right, you klutz. Anybody who lives in Rawway's got no right to say that. Here's one from Manchester Court. Ann Sandals, Manchester, Connecticut. He says, take a turn right at Hartford and you'll find us next to the Esso station. Alan Sandals. Kay and Roe Doty. David Beatty. Yes. Yes. Dan Zaruski. Patty Eberling. Terrence Rowan. You notice we're getting near the end? Yes, near the end. We've only got 12 minutes to go. Will your name be mentioned? Charlie in Flushing. He just made it. Walter Biondine. Lucy Brandini. Oh, I think it's... Yes, it's Brandon. Yeah, that's it. There we go. Take a look at your handwriting, folks, and see if you could read it if you didn't know what your name is. Walter Brandon and Lucy Brandon. And George and Bruce Goodwin, out there in the darkness. It says, we're sure in darkness. And they are here in Brooklyn. Let's see. Richard Letzy. He writes his name four times. And also, don't forget, Robert Letzy. And Lars Peterson and John Malone. And Paul Monahan. Paul Monahan. He sends me this beautiful picture of the... Oh, isn't that nice? A beautiful picture of the drugstore in Manasquan, New Jersey. It's a lovely drugstore. And here's Karen Lee Hinkamp of Brooklyn. Shirley, a minister's wife from Brooklyn. I cannot give you my last name. What's the matter? Huh? Chicken? Here's Robert J. Skillman, University of Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. How about that man? And it comes from there. We're getting out. I hope he's hearing it tonight. I hope the sky wave is good enough. And here is Ralph the Cat. Paul
Nevitt forever. He's being funny, see? Here's one, Richard M. Astorino. He says, please baptize me Thursday night. Richard M. Astorino. Astorino. Robert Charles Olson, Jr. Stop all them wisecracks about Staten Island. Okay. Then Staten Island better straighten up. Here's Martin Karkich. And here is John Barbaroso. And here's, here's one that came in. Ron Lynch, Artie Hager, Kurt Jacobs, Turkey O'Toole, Doug Kosick, Eugene Murphy, Tom Gajewski, and Fred Beth Page. Is this from Beth Page, New York? No, Hicksville, New York. And here's Charles Cato, Carl Anderson, and the whole crowd out there. Joseph DiPello. Hey, this is a fantastic crowd. Jonathan Lax, spelled with an X. Paul Blake, and he lives in Garden City. Kathy Keeler, Janice Peters, Mitchell Edward Fishman, and I told you, kid, if you wrote 522 names down, forget it, they're done. Here's Debbie Choate, Bob Tina, last name pronounced like Tina, Bob Tina. Here's Diane Reese, Karen Vachick, Sue Blick, and the Underground at Terrell Junior High School in Scotch Plains. Everybody thinks he's in the other room. Here's Russ Calabrese. Russ Calabrese. And that's in Forge, New Jersey. Sharon Geigel. Anita Miller. And the whole crowd in Elizabeth, New Jersey. They're out there in the darkness. Boy, that is dark over there. Here's Pete McKillop of Tappan, New Jersey. Is there such a town? Tappan? Yeah. Joe Pat Hickey. Gloria Good. And by the way, I'm going to tell you, this is the only time of the year I'm going to do this. This is the silliest show on radio. Don't worry. You hope so. I'm doing it. This is a true public service. I mean, I think this is every bit as important as an asparagus recipe on Al McCann show. It is. And every bit as important as whether the Bethpage schools are going to have a turkey at cranberry dinner, as reported by John Gambling. It's every bit as important. You know, the lady that paints the cats on velvet that you hear about on Ed and Peggy. I think this is pretty good. Gloria something. Walter Schoenig of Union, New Jersey. Walter J. Cunnings. Tampa, New York. And Kenneth L. Richards. All right. And here's Kitty Zeidler and Steve Tarski from Middle Earth. Come to Middle Earth, Flemington, New Jersey. And here's Roger Simonada, Jeram Swartz, Bob Seabrecht, Peter Silver, and Scott McGlashan. If you're being bored, that is because you forgot to send in your card, friends. That's all. And if your card was in, you would be hanging on tenterhooks now because there's just 8 minutes to go. You may be mentioned. Margie Barrowman. And I don't know where she lives. And here's Sandy Axelman of Hillside. And not to mention Anson Mungie. Says, where are you? Your friends miss you. What do you mean, Anson? Who misses that clock? You kidding. Here's Chuck Gave. Mike Haradin. How did that sound in there? Is it boring? They're wild names. Here's Virginia Gaffney and her mother, her sister, her brother. They're all out there. All the Gaffneys. And poor Ed Gaffney, the father, sends a separate card. That's kind of, his family's all split it up like that. Charles Thomas. That's just his name. That's all he says. And here's the gang from TZ High School in Orangeburg. Chuck, John, Pete, Dick, Roger, and B. Reed. The whole crew. And Dick Russell. Dean Smith. And Nadia Power, Dower, Wow, or something. And then, let's see. Paul Tegmeyer. He says the second T is silent. So it's Paul Tegmeyer. Very silent T in there. He's got six T's in a row there. Glenn Slavomia. Mark Kirby. Ken Van Buren. Juren. Steve Sinclair. And it's skipping. It's skipping. It's skipping. It's skipping. Oh, there he fixed it. Thank you. Very good. Here's Gary Borkin. Just pronounce it, please. Gary Borkin. He says, your new Playboy story is fantastic. It's great. Got rid of this. I'm glad to see once in a while a listener can read. It's not easy, you know. Mr. Daniel Dynan, professor of geometry, writes. Of course, obviously one of the kids has written it in there. Now they can all needle them. Come on.
of money. Charles Gold. He keeps getting his name mentioned all the time. He writes all these cards. All right, Charles, you just blew it. Dan Grace. And here is John David Vidarnani. And he also says it was a groovy story. Let's see. David Wolf from Freehold. And Van Henderson, also from Freehold. George Garecht. He says, thanks loads, Shepard. We'll get down there now. Here we go. How about Wayne D. Jones? Wayne D. Jones from Danville, Virginia. Holy smokes. And, let's see. Steve Wilder. Accent on the Y. Carlos Savoca and Robert Tolman of the Bronx. Stay loose. Arthur O'Donnell of Bronx. My name is Thomas Maccabee. Smart guy. All right, here's one from Peter Delaney. Yes, it is Peter Delaney of Staten Island. And he says, keep saying rotten stuff about Staten Island. He says, we all deserve it over here. And he's seen, here's the other side of it. Jim Yoakum is out there. Harry, Millie, Jeannie, Glenn, Greg, Joan, Joanne, and Lady and Harry Jr., the whole crowd. And that's the whole crowd at the Harry W. Kessel's place. And Dave Druss. And he mentions it 17 times. Dave Druss. And here is David Zielenziger. David Zielenziger. That's a nice name. He breaks it all down. David and in so breaking it down, I can't pronounce it. Gigi Trotta. It's a fabulous name. I saw you on the Steve Allen Show, and I thought you were very handsome. You are very cute. Thank you, baby. And here is, my name is Chester. I'll bet you can't pronounce it, he says. He says, if you have any knowledge of the occult, you may be able to try this one. Chester Grezuk. I did not live in northern Indiana for 4,000 years, kids, without learning something. Jan Garris. Okay, you asked for it. Here, I'm going to open these up. Jeff Polanco. By the way, you are a great comedian. He says, here's one. Ronnie Ostroff. Ronnie Ostroff of Linden, New Jersey. Big sinus is flick with us. Oh, yeah, that's true. Timothy Robert Torrell. Okay. Says, bless you for reading Charlie Chan's great wisdom. Oh, the bell is ringing. Holy smokes. Let's see, there's a couple of other names. Oh, there's a million other names. The Northern Highland Regional High School Monopoly Team. They just marched past. One kid is holding up a sign that says, I own Ventnor Avenue. Gary Lubin. There's old Gary. Richard Dorfman. Hooray! Dorfman made it from Jersey in spite of being... Arthur Horn made it. Holy smokes. Look at him sliding in under the... P. Beardsley. Judy Emmett, Celeste Keel, Pam Beardsley. They're sliding in under the wire. Look at this one. Here comes one. Pow, Forrest Wilbur Shue. Bang. Here's another one. Woo, woo, woo. Frederick, oh, get out of here. Smart guy. You should have thrown a smart guy. All right, here's one. Oh, oh. Pam Dunham, Charlie Beaver, John Hamster. Oh, boy, they're coming in now. Merrill J. Edelchick. Of Bayside High School. Here's Bob Swatkowski, repairman for the New York Telephone Company. Bob Swatkowski made it. Holy smokes. There he goes with his alligator clips. Bill Delaney of Staten Island. God bless you, Gene Shepherd, for pronouncing my name, Arthur Christopher Ramirez. Groovy. Here's Alan Crawford of the Civil Air Patrol. Mike Downing. Woo! And here's Marcy Weissman. Irving Goldfarb made it. Larry Ryder. Frank Babushka made it. Kevin Gallagher. He made it, too. Just made it. Ed Rowe made it. Brian McKern made it. Here's Jay Lippman sliding in under the last wire. Paul Kuhn. And Jimmy Pierce. Joe Green. Cynthia Garcia. Oh, 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 oh. Tom Carreras.
This is WOR 710 Radio New York, your station for news as it happens. Shop A&P, you'll save far more